This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I've seen the video. I've reached out to ICE. I've offered to sit down and coordinate on strategies. If we need to make adjustments to what we do on releases, we'll do that. This is the first time in the 1,226 releases
I've heard this. I read your written testimony last night. Four and a half pages. And you used the word safe, safer, or safety 13 times. Talking about my job is to protect the, is the safety of the people in Denver. We prioritizing making sure everyone in our community is safe. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's Jim Jordan. If you didn't recognize the voice, of course, he is there in talking to the mayor of Denver, who has a sanctuary city. He oversees a sanctuary city. And they actually got together yesterday in front of Congress, these mayors of these sanctuary cities who are, of course, mad at the possibility of losing federal funding. Brandon Johnson, of course, is mad up in Chicago. He didn't like that. The Boston mayor, they don't like it either. But they actually can look at you with a straight face and tell you that protecting illegal aliens, not charging them with crimes, not holding them in jail if they are charged with a crime, somehow makes their communities safer. And we know that's not the case. And there are a lot of dead Americans who are proof of that. And you know, Lakin Riley is probably the greatest example that the president brought up just yesterday. So, or in his speech the other day. So you've heard that one. All right, I want to move on to the issue of real ID. It's been pushed. It's been controversial. What I didn't realize is that there is still an effort about to bring it to an end. We've got Twyla Brace on the phone right now, co-founder and president of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom, who's trying to get people to refuse this basically national ID card. Twyla, welcome in.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So I can only relate this to what's been going on in Missouri. I know they kept extending the deadline for people to carry in 75 documents or whatever you need to go to the DMV to get your real ID. Tell me your I know what some of the arguments have been against it. What, but don't most states now have it?
No, and I mean, all states have complied. I think that's the important thing to understand, that after Obama issued the you can't fly lie,
right,
most of the states complied. So now 50 states are compliant, but all the cards are not compliant. So the TSA has issued this progressive enforcement rule to try to get Americans to make their cards compliant. So there's 44% of the cards that are not compliant, and we are aiming for 46 and 48 and 52 and on up in order to stop this whole national ID card and system that we believe is going to pave the way to the possibility of a social credit system here in America, because the heads of the DMVs have testified to Congress that they want to put it on our phone, so digitize it, and then have remote and real-time access to it. So they could just shut it off.
Wow.
If they thought you were, you know, errant in some way, shape, or form.
So educate me here on this a little bit. I've guessed that I didn't really question it enough, but when they say that you can't fly without it, what you say in your one-pager here is that you can fly without any ID, let alone a real ID. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so I bet that some of your listeners have forgotten their ID, lost their ID, had their ID stolen, like I did once. And you go through a bunch of questions, like they might ask you your very first email address. That's what they asked me. Or the color of your first car. And as long as you pass those questions, and if you can't remember one, they'll ask you another one. And then there's a search of your luggage, and then you're let on the plane. Because it was actually a case, Gilmore versus Gonzalez, okay, I think it was in 2006 or 2009, where the judges said, well, you know, he could have gotten on the plane. He just would have had to submit to a search. So you can. It's just kind of a pain, right? And it'll take probably an hour or longer, and so you don't want to miss the plane.
So I think the new deadline in Missouri to get this real ID, because it's been delayed so many times, I'm pretty sure it's May, and I know that because I'm traveling later this year, the summer, and I've not gotten mine yet. But help me understand this. So you're talking about digitizing it, which your concerns seem totally valid. But could they not do that with the current way of doing things? Is there not a way for them to already do that with the information that they have on us?
Okay, so I think it's really important to understand that when the federal government or when Congress in 2005 enacted this law, Lamar Alexander in Tennessee said, this is a national identification card. We've not asked the American public about this. I don't think we should do this without a debate. And of course, they never held that debate. So what this is they have taken over the identification and the traveling rights of the states. They've usurped state powers, and they're violating privacy rights. So the federal government doesn't have the right to have this kind of control or this kind of access. But they have led everybody to believe that this is basically just another card. But it's not. It's not only a card, it's a system, and they intend to digitize it. But
wow.
Not only for commercial airlines, because what the law says is that the Secretary of Homeland Security, one single person, can decide what the card, what new uses, new required uses of the card are. And so I really believe, as the head of a health policy organization, that when they want everybody to submit, when they can't get the last people to submit, they will say, well, we're going to require it for access to medical care, because after all, the government pays for nearly 50% of it. What a great thing to do, because then everybody will submit. So we have to prevent them from getting to that point. And I think in really good news, there are a variety of states that have legislators that are now writing bills to pull themselves out of real ID. Because people have to understand, this is a national ID. They have taken something from us. They've taken our sovereignty as individuals and our sovereignty as states. And people wrongly see this as just another card. So if you have a star on the card, you have a real ID. And most states, 45 states, you can go back and get a standard driver's license. Only in Texas, Georgia, Mississippi, Wyoming, and Florida, can you not? And all those people in those states should protest to their legislators so that they can actually have a standard driver's license.
So you mentioned that this has been in place since 2005. What can still be done about it? There is a Congressional Review Act taking place right now. Does that change? Because is there a better chance of accomplishing your goal because Republicans have taken over the House or and Senate or not?
There's a better chance, but it's the margins are so slim. And what we've been hearing from members of Congress is, particularly those who are concerned about this, is that they just aren't hearing from the people. And of course, they're not hearing from the people because the people don't understand what they even have in their pocket.
Right.
So now is the time. You can go to refusereal.id.org, refusereal.id.org, and we have a direct link. Well, not only do we explain everything, but then there's some Act Now, and that will get you right to a page where you can just send a message to Congress. But I think I should answer the other question. I realize I really didn't. Flying. People are afraid of flying. And what I like to say is, you know, as the lead organization in this charge to stop the national ID, is if you think that we will not be successful, get yourself a passport so you can sleep at night and not worry about it. But don't get a real ID. And there are 16 different identification cards. So a military card, a VA medical card, there's a variety of other cards that will work to get you on a plane. But don't get the real ID because we don't want them to get to the tipping point where they can suddenly say, okay, it's now imposed and we're digitizing it for everyone.
We're talking to Twyla Braze. And Twyla, has the president or any national leaders taken a stand on this? Do we know where President Trump stands on it?
Well, we don't, but in 2017, legislators from Pennsylvania, Republicans from Pennsylvania and Republicans from Missouri wrote letters to Trump and basically said, this is a usurpation of states' rights, the violation of privacy, stop it, right? And nothing happened. And so we don't have that, but we do also have Rand Paul, who is now chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security, and he had in 2017 a bill to repeal Real ID. So we are also working to get repeal bills at the federal level. If we can't get the CRA, the Congressional Review Act, we're working. So a variety of ways. We're even considering billboards. So, but right now we're just trying to get the public to act and get a message in so that it heightens their awareness. And we also encourage you to include the president in the awareness heightening activity here.
Well, I see the urgency, and I understand, because until I got your email about this, it was not on my radar either. I didn't know it was even still an issue. So I'm glad that you educated us on it a little bit. RefuseRealID.org. RefuseRealID.org is the website. Twyla Braze, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's something that was not, as I mentioned, I wasn't even aware that there was still a nationwide effort to fight it and people so concerned about it.
Well,
so
darn, maybe I need to not get my real ID like I plan to.
Well, you can still fly
with
your passport.
I mean, the challenge is no one likes to whip out their passport and bring that in case something happens and you lose it.
Passport card.
And the other thing people would be, you can get one of those. The other thing people are going to be concerned about is, yeah, she says I can go to the airport without an ID and still fly, but there's going to be some delay involved in that, so you have to be willing to
bring my passport, you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, but if you're really going to go test the system and not take an ID, you got to be prepared for the fact that that's going to delay your travel. You might miss your flight, sounds to me like.
I mean, I get the whole fear of them being able to shut things down and take control. That is scary, but to me, I'm still not quite clear on why they... I mean, when you go get a regular driver's license, they still have all that information in their system, just like we have the physical card. So I'm still not 100% clear on what would stop them from being able to do that now. Like, why? What is so different about the real ID that would give them that power that they wouldn't already be able to have now?
I guess it concentrates all that information in a national database instead of all 50 states.
But they still could do. I know it's a lot of work, but they still could do it now. I totally get her argument. I have reservations about it now, but
I don't understand why they needed it to begin with. Mm-hmm. Is the thing? But you know, that was 2005. That was a long time ago. If you feel strongly about it, go to their website. Take action, please.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.